I would like to know if the other person really loves me. He knows what would make me happy. Why I have to tell him this? It's really at the beginning of our relationship, he exactly knew what made me happy.
So what would keep this person from just knowing what you want so you don't have to say it?
Just he knew it at the beginning of the relationship.
So you're saying then that your request would be for this person to keep on knowing it without you having to say it?
Yeah.
Yes, this is the most frequent request that I think people have of love, that you just somehow intuit and always do it. And the divorce lawyers they love that definition. Because in a short time, after this honeymoon phase, when we have this ESP, then we define that the love is no longer there, when somehow this guessing ability is no longer there. So that's your request, that I keep guessing what you want without you having to say it.
Yeah, that's quite normal. Everybody knows what does it mean. Sorry, but I got this feedback many times.
Yes, but then if it works that way, then you should know that I don't want that definition, so why are you having that definition? I'll give you a few moments for round two. So, how would you answer the question right now? Yes, what would you want the other person to do to meet your need for love?
I think a couple of things that I would like to see.
Yeah.
Would be caring.
Not doable. It's got to be a doable request. So that's one of the most frequent things that gets in the way of intimate relationships, asking for something that isn't doable.
Again.
Here, making requests that are not doable, like if you want to really mess up a love relationship, define your thing that the person has to have certain feelings for you.
Make me happy.
Not doable. Because when we get to the detoxifying the concept of responsibility, of course, it's real important to be conscious that your partner can't make you happy or sad. They can't hurt you or make you angry.
Then you be happy.
You want the other person to be happy. Not doable. So what are doable requests that would meet your need for love?
I would like a kiss first thing in the morning when we first wake up and see one another.
Now,
greet one another.
I'll be a giraffe partner. I could give you the kiss. Can I do it even though I want to kick your ass? Or
yes.
Does there have to be certain feelings in it? So as long as it can be a toxic kiss, you just don't care what the feelings are behind it.
Exactly.
Okay, that's doable then.
Even before brushing teeth?
Even before brushing teeth. Toxic breath, toxic thoughts.
Just want the kiss. Just that much time and that much energy to make connection with you in the form of a kiss. Very specific, very specific. What else? What other requests would you have? Yes.
Mine is to have my head and my hair down.
Again, you don't care about the feelings behind it. Just if you can have... For how long? See, I've learned to ask that. For how long?
3 hours.
Oh, boy, would that be a relief? Not all night. Oh, I see. So, any amount of time?
At least 30 seconds, doesn't need to be much longer than 2 minutes.
Okay, but every day?
Yes.
Okay, every day, yes.
Will we measure the time? Will we measure the time?
What else would you want from people to meet your need for love?